Today is July 23rd, and it is opening day. Yankees baseball comes back into our lives. It's been far too long. I was going to say far too excited, but I'm just the right amount of excited. Proper excitement abounds. One, two, three. Let's do it. Let's talk Yanks.
Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
That's how excited I am. What's going on? That's how excited I am, guys. That's just how excited I am. The song was the slowest the song's ever gone. Speaking of Dan Zlotnick, the one who sings that song,
he just texted
me.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is Jimmy. I got Jake sitting right next to me, producer BBD in the corner. Yankees baseball comes out tonight. We are recording this on Wednesday, and the people in the Patreon are listening live. If you want to listen live throughout the duration of the season, get a sneak peek, listen the night of, not the day after, you can join patreon.com/talkingyanks and sign up. I'm trying to find our most recent members, but the internet's going a little bit slow. I'll get to you when I can get to you. Jake, how you doing?
James, I'm doing well. I'm in a bit of a weird area.
Okay.
I feel like I've been anticipating this day for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That now I'm kind of here.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And I don't know what to do. And for some reason, like, I need the game. Like, I'm sure I'll be enjoying the Talking Yanks pregame show tomorrow. Go check it out. It'll be
all
over the place.
I understand what you're saying.
I am so ready for first pitch.
When you wake up tomorrow, you're going to be giddy.
Yes and no. Like, I'm so... Like, I just want to get there.
You're going to be good.
I just want to get there. It's like a player before a big game. Like, the hours leading up to it almost seem like they're taking forever.
We're going to be busy.
Oh, I know we're going to be busy, Jim. But I've been, all day today, I've been picturing that first pitch.
And I haven't yet.
I'm there. I've been there since yesterday. I'm so excited. I'm doing all right. We are hot by the end of this podcast.
Oh, my God.
It's so
fucking hot in the Bronx.
You could hear it in our voices that it will deteriorate us. But, Jim, I'm stoked. And not to jump into it too early, because I think we got some P's and Q's to cross off with our T's and I's before that. But what's he talking about? I just tried to do the 30 man, and it's already a disaster.
Can
the season's going
to
be so
I heard
fun.
You trying to do it with BBD, and I was jealous.
It's chaos, dude. It's jealous, and then you're kind of going to be scared.
Okay, we'll save it. So the back end of the show will be a disaster.
It'll happen at one point.
This episode of Talking Yanks is brought to you by Griffin Osterhaus.
Bang!
Nick Persichilli.
In it.
Sean Hildreth.
For the win.
Daniel Evans.
Buzzer!
Thomas Ahern.
Europe.
Alex Emmett.
Visit.
Mike Schimmel.
Dogs.
Peter.
Pleats.
Europe visits dogs and pleats.
Pleats.
Those are our most recent Patreons. Thank you very much for supporting us. We appreciate it. And I think we're officially coming to you from the Roosevelt studio.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Coming live
from the Roosevelt studio. RSVLTS. Yeah, cool. Okay. Awesome. There's so much to do, and I know that there's a lot to talk about. We do need to do. We told people to send their friends who haven't been paying attention to listen to the show, so we do need to do. I'm so excited for the 30 man, but we need to reel it back. We do need to do a little catch me up.
Catch me up. Catch me upside. How about that?
Oh, BBD, I forgot to tell you. Mm. I wanted you to go find the episode when we were the live reaction to Cole to the Yankees, and just find a sound bite of us constantly saying, Cole to the Yankees. Cole to the Yankees.
So sorry.
I forgot to tell you that.
We didn't tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just filling in with busy work most of the afternoon.
Well, cue that up for later.
We'll cue that up
or
for next
put it in
time.
Post.
Or put it in post.
I think there's a fun
there we go.
Us just being
yeah.
silly at winter meetings, just yelling
Seems
call to the Yankees.
So long ago.
That's the biggest update. Yanks got call. Yanks if you didn't know that.
Call.
And a global pandemic pushed back the season. Yeah. Are you up to date? It's the healthiest the Yankees have ever been on a game day.
crazy enough.
We're
playing in the Eastern Group, so it'll be all AL and NL East teams, if you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, 40 games against
the AL East, 20 against the NL.
20 against the NL.
The Blue Jays don't have a home as we record this, so we'll see what that's about. Mike Medvin was teeing out some interesting things about the Blue Jays end up playing like their home games at road stadiums.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees final, like, it's something silly, like 27 out of 29 games would be at home or something.
That's awesome.
So the season is going to be weird.
Thank you, Pennsylvania and
there's,
Toronto.
There's oddities we don't even know yet. The Blue Jays, if this was Talking Jays, we'd say we literally don't know where we're playing the game. So get ready for some oddities. It's a sprint, Jim. I don't know if you've heard that yet.
It's a sprint. They're opening up against the Nationals today. The pregame show will be coming out today, Thursday, whenever opening lineups are announced. Yeah. So tune into that.
Hey, you know what? Go leave a review. We never ask. Oh, it's the start of the season.
Dude, we never ask.
I feel like we do a start of the season and end of the season.
We have a bunch of jerseys to give away.
Yeah, we do. We got to figure out something with that. Eyes out for that.
Maybe we leverage them for reviews?
Maybe we'll sneak them. Leave a review. Maybe we'll surprise you.
Yeah. We have like 40 Yankees, Nike jerseys to give away.
So.
You think it's more than that?
I don't know. I looked in the box.
It's a lot. It's like it's at like 40 to 50 Yankee jerseys that we can
give away. It's a very large box, and it is packed.
Packed.
Leave a review, and you'll get a jersey. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
You have a better shot.
You have a better shot. So.
And don't leave a review and just says, I just want a jersey. Leave three paragraphs of lengthy thought out.
Ooh, okay. No. Hey, 5 stars. Leave it. We really appreciate it. Let's skew the rankings. Let's send Talking Yanks to the top of the rankings because we can do that.
Tanaka and DJ may not be on opening day health.
Do you want to go there? Because it gets so much slippier than that, and I had no idea until 5 minutes ago.
Okay. I think I have a strategy for how to find... So, also, it's a 30-man roster for the first 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, it goes down to 28-man.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks, it goes down to 26, which is the regular old lineup. Well, it's brand new, but that's what the normal.
Dude. I mean, I know how much you love this stuff.
Can we...
This gets nuts.
This is what I want to do. I want to just take the 40 man and delete 10 people.
You can't do it.
You don't think
COVID IL.
What do you mean?
Because COVID IL opens up another like spot in like Chapman, Sessa, like their big question marks. Monty's not starting on the roster. I mean, you can try it, but I'm telling you, it gets funky quick. There's almost like not enough pitchers right now.
Okay. We're going to do it. Ready? We're going to guess the Yankees 30-man roster. And as we do this, we'll do the rotation. We'll do the lineup. We'll do the bench and all that. Okay?
So let's do it. I like doing 100%.
100%.
Garrett Cole. James Paxton.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
J-Hap.
Well, you're going too fast. What I'm doing is very important over here.
Okay.
J-Hap is 100%. Yep.
Those are the only three guaranteed starters as of now.
Well, they sent Montgomery down to the satellite camp.
Eventually, he will come up very soon.
Like, he'll make his first start.
Yeah.
In those first 4 days, instead of just wasting his spot, they're going to put, like, Avalon out there or something like that. Can we? So that's all. And Tanaka is currently on...
Tanaka's starting the season on the IL because Stanton hit him in the head with a line drive.
And there's only 10-day IL this season.
Right.
And they can backdate this as long as possible. So Tanaka will
I think he's lined up for the 31st. So 9 days from now.
Yeah, he's lined up for the 31st.
So Gumby and Tank are on the way.
Yeah. All right, so...
Okay.
Let's do relievers.
Okay.
Chapman's not there right now.
Chapman is currently COVID IL.
Yep. Zach Britton is 100% over.
Britton's on.
Avalon, they just put him on the 40-man. I think they're going to put him out there for those first four games.
I'm going to assume Avalon is there. Some people may be shocked to hear that, but I think
well,
he is.
They put him there for a reason. Yeah. I think he's going to be the last man in the bullpen until Monty comes back.
And, again, you'll see more in a minute.
Chad Green, I have him on the 30-man.
Goose.
Michael King, we know King he's on the 30-man. Tommy Canley, we know he's on the 30-man. Loaiziga, he's on the 30-man.
Loaiziga.
Adam Ottavino,
Otto.
He's on the 30-man.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's wait and see how many we have there before we keep going.
That's fine. Those All are right. the pitchers for now. We currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Yankees may start the year with 16 or 17 pitchers.
Yes, because it's 30 people. So, that's fun.
Get ready for that.
Now, outfielders.
Ooh, starting with outfields.
You want to start infield?
Yeah.
Okay, infield.
The catcher.
All right, well, Gary Sanchez. Well, catcher's kind of tricky, so I don't want to start there.
Well, Gary, let's get the guarantees.
Gary and Higgy. And then Iannetta, maybe. I don't think so. It seems like a waste.
It seems weird, but they also might do it. I don't know.
Seems like such a waste to me. So then you have DJ. Well, actually, he's not a lock. As the starting. He's not a lock.
He's not a lock.
Yeah.
I think he is, but he's not.
Gleyber is on there. Gio is on there. Voit is on there. They said Tyro's on there.
Tyro is confirmed on the squad.
And Andujar's on there.
Andujar's on there.
Correct. You know, and Tyro might have DJ LeMahieu's spot.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Could also be Gumby, Tanaka. There's a few different options there.
Outfielders, I mean, Judge is there.
Judge.
Hicks
Stanton,
is
Hicks.
There. Gardner is on there.
Gardner.
Stanton's there.
Yep.
Florial's definitely not.
Definitely not. Totally
so that's
not.
One easy out of the 10 that
gotcha.
Aren't there. Bam.
Ha.
I mean, Talkman and Clint, are they both? Talkman's there.
Talkman's a lock. So, okay. So let me tell you how many names we have. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
in my
7,
bank
8,
account.
9, 10, 11, 12. We have 12 pitchers, 22. So we need 8 more guys.
Okay.
So on
and,
the bubble.
And what's the most amount of guys they're going to put on the bench? Like, usually they ran a 3-man bench last year. This year it has to be a 4-man bench. They may go to 5.
I'll say this. They could possibly start this season kind of spring training-y with some of the hitters. Like, they could have Clint, Ford, and Wade, I believe, all have options. So they could have those guys all up there to start. And then when they call Monty up, you could swap one of them out, something like that. So there is a chance for some funny business that way.
I can't see them taking more than 5.
I know. They like pitchers, but...
Yeah. So we have 23 guys right now?
Yeah.
All right.
22, I believe. No Clinton, no Ford currently. Or Wade.
I have 22. Yeah, 22.
Yeah.
So...
let's put DJ LeMahieu on there for now.
Yeah?
I've got him on there. He started the last two...
Well, he had to. He needs
right.
to get reps. That doesn't...
And he looks solid, right?
Did he?
He drove one to the wall.
Yeah, he did.
That was a foot away from a homer.
I said he passed the eye test.
Yeah.
Like, as far as just...
For now, let's put him on there.
I'm confident.
Believe.
Well, like, okay, but... Then is their bench set?
I don't think so, but let's fill it in with pitchers. What other pitchers you got for me?
I want to set the bench first because I think our bench is set then, man.
I'm telling you, you're starting to see where me and BBD got lost because it starts getting crazy. There's almost not enough arms, and that makes me think they might spring training with field players a little bit these first couple games.
Yeah, I mean, but right now we have Higgy, Andujar, Tyro, and Talkman, and Gardner. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, not Gardner. So we
not
have.
Gardner.
So right now we have a 4-man bench.
Yes.
So, like, let's throw Clint on there. It's Clint, Wade, or Ford.
Clint,
Jesus.
Wade, or Ford. Right.
That's tough.
Right.
I think Ford's out because he doesn't have the versatility. I think that's Wade's spot because of the versatility.
We've been heavy on the Wade train.
I actually think it might be Wade and Clinton DJ off.
Tyro could have clipped Wade. I know the internet was talking about that a lot. We'll see.
And
one of those three will be there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put I'm going to put Wade over for now.
Okay, so we've got Wade on.
One of those three.
Okay.
So if that's the bench, if that's the five-man bench, Higgy, Andujar, Tyro, Tauchman, and Wade, right?
Yeah.
We're at 24 guys, so it would be six more pitchers. So Hale is an easy one. We don't have
Hale's
him yet.
Hale's a good one. Hale will be there.
Heller, Holder.
Holder. Bang.
Both easy. Is this good radio or terrible?
9, 10, 11. This part's bad.
13.
Three more. Well, okay, three more. Let's see who else we can go. Sessa, is he ready?
I think he's COVID.
No, he's back.
He threw one bullpen. I don't think he's seen live hitting. I don't know. I don't think he's seen live hitting. That's my only thing.
Fucking... Yeah, there's not a lot of pitchers.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't they put Otero on some, like, special list or something, restricted list?
Like, Chapman's gone, Sessa's gone. Davey Garcia's not ready. I don't think they'll do that.
No, and they announced that Davey, Clark were going to Scranton, right?
It could be Nick Nelson.
Nick Nelson might be there. Or actually, I think they might have announced him going down, too.
I don't know, man.
So,
if that's
I don't know.
Case, if that's the case, that like then they're... But they got to take more arms. Then you would just slide Iannetta, Ford, and Clint over, and that's too many.
And I think they might
we're missing something.
They might do something like that and then call up Sessa and Chapman two games
as
in,
soon as they're ready
in,
and then get rid of the bat.
Yeah.
In yesterday's announcement, the pitchers they said were going to the alternate training site were Davey, Brooks Kreske, Tyler Lyons, Nick Nelson, Schmidt, Tropiano, Yajure, and Zick.
Zick. Tony Zick, my guy. So, yeah. It's a little bizarre.
Dude, it seems like they have to have more pitchers in mind because they sent Gumby. You're not going to send Gumby to the IL or you're not going to send Gumby to the satellite for four games to get a eighth man on the bench.
Right. Wouldn't think so.
There's more arms we're missing.
But they also have an off day. So maybe they think they can have the extra bats for 3 days and then Sessa and Chapman might be ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe.
So... A little craziness for the first 2 weeks, people.
Now, they have tipped their hand on what the lineup's going to be.
Yes.
They basically showed us, you know, and these guys aren't going to play every game, but they basically showed us.
Especially early.
Especially early, but they basically showed us the lineup that they like in the last summer camp game, and it is as follows.
Lineup.
DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing second base.
We love it.
Love it.
Love it. 10 of 10.
Well, we did our lineup
a
couple episodes ago. It was basically
this. We were on it.
We were like, we're pretty good at reading.
We're pretty good.
Aaron, and it's crazy because you go on Twitter and people have wildly different ideas. Yeah. And I'm like, it seems pretty easy to figure out what the Yankees are doing. People are like, no way. And then it's like, but that was easy.
Yeah, we got there.
Judge batting second, playing right field.
10 of 10.
Gleyber, they want him in the three hole now, like especially to split up. And what I said is I like those three different at-bats right there. You got DJ who's going to slap it around. You got Judge who's going to draw walks and hit bombs. And you got Gleyber who can do everything.
A little mix of both.
A little everything. Stanton DHing back and forth. And if you don't know, Stanton is really just going to DH early on. They kind of said that. Aaron Hicks splitting up Stanton and Gary. So Hicks batting fifth and Gary batting sixth, which is what we said. We fell into that. We were like, that's what they may do.
In the lineup, it makes sense. I mean, you start going, you know, Stanton, Gary, back-to-back can become a pretty similar at-bat. Hicks mixes that up pretty decently.
Voit.
Draw some walks in front of Gary.
Voit batting seventh.
I mean, pretty nuts if you look at his statistics that he's our seven-hole hitter.
Voit's skinny and he's got different hair now. And this is where we were wrong. They have Brett Gardner 8 and Gio 9, and I thought Voit and Gio were a lock for the 7-8 hole.
Yeah.
But they put old man Brett there and Gio 9.
Do you think it's just breaking up at bats again?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a lefty.
I mean, I was going to say something that sounds kind of generic and dumb, but I guess Voit and Gio are similar at bat, but I was going to say very basic pitching terms because it's up and in, slider away for both. They both like going the opposite way with the ball.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, Andujar is going to get run.
Yeah.
He's been playing left field. He looks good. I think he's played more left field and outfield than third base in the summer camp games.
He played
one game at third base. First base, he played right field.
Yeah.
But he's played more other positions than third base.
He's so versatile, which is huge.
Yeah. Duffy didn't make the 30 man, right? They didn't say anything about Duffy. They sent him down? Okay. That makes sense. So that's going to be the lineup. And if LeMahieu is out for a couple days, then I think Tyro's going to get the nod at second base. I think Hicks slides into the leadoff. Tyro slides into the nine hole. Everyone else just pushes up. Unless they really want to split up Stanton and Gary and they put Gardner's five, but I don't think they will do that.
Yeah, I think they're done with that. They had their fun.
Yeah.
They had their fun with that.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, man. It's you mentioned it a few minutes ago, but it's crazy. It's crazy that every hitter is healthy.
Yeah.
In theory, if DJ LeMahieu starts a year, every hitter is healthy.
When's the last time that happened?
Literally none of last season. Literally.
Postseason? They were all...
Topman got hurt. I mean...
Yeah, but everyone else, they were all healthy enough.
Guys were... Stan. Stan was out.
Yeah, but there was one game where he was in. We homered in
Houston.
He was our
best hitter.
Yeah.
He participated.
Edwin looked hurt.
Yeah.
Miss you, Uncle Edwin. Be good.
Edwin was hurt.
Andujar was out all year. So that's another little caveat, but Gio played well enough to supplement that.
Made it not count.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking great lineup.
It's crazy, man. I think early on we're gonna see a lot of rest days, especially that first back to back, the Sunday game. You might see a lot of a different lineup out there, but there's so much depth. It's gonna be interesting to see when the injury monster strikes. And you think however it spins, they're going to try to get either Andujar or Tauchman. I think Andujar and Tauchman is still kind of the big conversation. We had the conversation a lot in spring training.
I think Andujar's going to beat.
It seems like just from the general notes we've seen from the Yankees that they want Andujar out there.
Yeah.
And he can be, even though Tauchman had a better year hitting than Andujar's rookie year, and he's so special defensively. Andujar's bat, you can just tell by the eye test, has the potential to be very special.
Yeah.
And the Yankees still want to see that.
And there's a lot, you know, Andujar has been great. I fell in love with him this summer camp. But Gio's one season last year. Gio's, don't forget, Gio's 2019.
Yeah.
Offensively is better than Andujar's 2018 offensively.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are forgetting that because there's a lot of people that love Andujar, and that's fair and fun and fine. But, like, don't discredit Gio. He fucking raked last year.
He earned it.
He had less at-bats, but I'm not going to count that against him because he never really slowed down.
We waited for it to happen.
We waited for him to come to earth. He never came to earth.
There was the one game he dropped below 300, not 200, 300, and then he rallied back for the rest of the season. He looked incredible. I do think... And you and I think one of the things we're half split on, I think Gio gets an early rest day and they do put Andujar at third. I don't know when that is. I think we probably see late inning Andujar in the outfield before that, but I don't know.
Nice.
But it's crazy, man.
I don't think we'll see him at third base.
I wonder if they get funky these first few games. If,
probably.
Like, they give Andujar an at-bat and then that's it and just put Tauchman in the outfield, like, I could see them doing something like that. If they keep the extra guys.
Clint has also been very impressive both...
He has.
Both off the field and on the field in camp.
Yeah.
He sounds like a different kid.
Could you see Clint getting more at-bats than Tauchman? Dramatic pause.
No.
Okay.
Tauchman had a pretty good 3 days. I don't care. So did Clint. But Tauchman's a lefty and a good at defense, can play all three spots, especially center field. So, like, if those two guys are getting at bats by defensive replacement or pinch hitting, which I don't think either will.
Yeah.
No, like but it's going to be funky, but
it's going to be wild, man.
Eventually the Yankees are going to dig into a routine because it's a 60 game stretch and they need to win. And I think, you know, Boone did tell us that they're going to rest people early on.
Injuries are going down.
I can't wait till they get to the point. And maybe it's after those first 4 weeks when they go down to 26, man, where it's like, this is our crew. Let's run them out.
And we're not sure how the 60-game season is going to look. A lot of people aren't sure how the 60-game season is going to look. But, man, it starts getting crazy. I know you can say, you know, when you have versatile guys, it allows you to say things. But the Yankees are deep everywhere.
Ford hit a 680-foot home run.
Like, they can... Like, we haven't mentioned Mike Ford. All he did was rake last year. He looked good in summer camp.
Did you see one of the MLB accounts, like, tweeted out that he hit a 680-foot home run, but, like, didn't show any sign of, like, joking?
Yeah.
Or, like, obviously it was a mistake by StatCast? They just legit was like, wow, he hit a 600. It's like a row. It was weird.
Yeah. Well, okay. MLB.
Quote from Garrett Cole. They're doing press conferences right now, so a lot of the reporters are tweeting out stuff. I'm stoked. I'm already having trouble sleeping.
We'll say it in his voice, at least.
I'm stoked. I'm already having trouble sleeping. I don't know. It's like gravelly and high pitch at the same time.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I'm having trouble sleeping.
No, you just went to like Seinfeld again.
Well, that wasn't Seinfeld.
High pitch
Seinfeld.
Get
out of here. The pitching, Jim. We haven't talked about it a lot.
Well, we got Ace Cole.
Ace Cole. We're excited for that.
Contract year Paxton.
Contract year Paxton.
Then they're going to go opener day.
Opener
so
day
So we'll see
Sunday.
Chad to King to Lasagna,
Something
mixture
like
there.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get it so Tanaka's up next. Then they're going to go Whippy Hap.
Whippy Hap.
Then
Cole.
Then Cole again?
Yeah.
Not Gumby?
Oh, I don't know.
It's going to be Gumby, I thought.
They're giving Cole
the
extra day.
Off day. It would be Cole for, like, the fifth game of the season, Monty, like, that next one.
The next one?
In that mix.
That sounds super silly to me.
Yeah.
Why would you...
You're keeping Cole on 5 days
rest. I think they
want to
keep Cole on schedule.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's
But why... Wait. If they do that... Why are they using the opener day instead of just using Gumby as the fourth starter after the off day?
I think they're doing some funny business these first three games with the roster, and they have an off day in the series.
But I understand that, but I thought they were...
Brian Hoke says that Monty will start the home opener the sixth game of the season, July 29th.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
In my head, I think I've justified it as like, because Monty's going to go in those first six games anyway, so this is the opportunity to use that third game as like a look at Michael King against real hitters.
So it's a two gamer against the Phillies. That'll be Happ and Cole. Monty opens at the stadium. They're going to milk Cole this year. He's going to pitch every fifth day.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I just think it's kind of rude to Monty to use the opener instead of him when you don't have to.
I think they're abusing the off day, and they might keep more bats than we ever expected to start the season just for that first series.
But why? But isn't Montgomery, who looks really good,
he's looked really good,
a better shot than using three relievers in one game guaranteed in the first four games?
I don't know. Maybe there's.
I thought they
we
were. I
about.
Thought they were going like they were putting Monty. On the before Cole's next start. It makes no sense. It's just rude to Montgomery now. There's something funny about that. Why would you burn three pitchers instead of just one when he looks great and he's ready?
Maybe they're giving him the extra rest coming off his surgery. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's weird. That's bizarre to me. Just seems rude to Monty for no reason at all.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to travel, kid. Maybe he's scared about traveling this year.
Oh, could be terrified. That's so interesting. So it's going to go Cole, Paxton, bullpen day. You said Happ, Cole, Hap Cole against the Phillies. So Hap's getting two starts against National League right away. And then when the Phillies come to home, it'll be Montgomery and then Paxton?
Yeah.
So now Paxton's in the three hole?
I think you're overthinking the two, three, like the numbers
thing. No, I know that. They don't really matter. But then...
And then we Tanaka's go Tanaka's looking at the 31st, I think we said.
Yeah, for Boston, it would be Tanaka, Hap, Cole?
Maybe.
I don't get why they did that to Monty. That doesn't seem necessary. When you have a starter, why schedule a game where you're going to use... It's kind of like they believe in the opener more than Montgomery.
No, I think you're underappreciating the roster here. They've got 2 weeks with 30 guys. So I think they're going to be willing to burn extra dudes in the bullpen. I think they're going to burn the Avalons and everyone that they...
If we have a lead or down by a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to go... Chad, they're going to go Chad King or Chad Lasagna instead of Gumby for no reason.
I mean, have Chad ready for the opener role.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I just think it's unnecessary and rude to Gumby.
Yeah, and that's fair. I think they have a very big plan for these first 2 weeks where they have two extra roster spots. And maybe they don't know what to do with some of these hitters.
Yeah.
The other one I think I just kind of stumbled into. So he started the Sunday game against the Mets, right? Monty did?
Yeah.
So that third game of the year is the next Sunday. That's like 7 days, which is just... Not that this is the reason, but that Phillies game that they said he's going to start is 9 days. So then it's just like two rotations. It's like skipping him once, which is... I guess kind of plays into your point. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems normal, like they're messing with Gumby for no reason.
It's a more normal count than seven.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Someone in the chat said that, you know, they could just be the long play to save him for Boston, but the Boston is Tanaka, Hap, Cole, when you'd want Tanaka, Cole, Paxton, which is how I would have it. So I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
They're doing something that we don't know or aren't privy to. We'll figure it out as soon as they lay out the rotation.
I think there's going to be a lot of roster funny business the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. Where Gumby's look good. Look sharp.
Gumby's look very sharp. One of the guys from Tommy John that's come back with a little extra mustard on the fastball, so that's been pretty cool to watch. Are we excited? You know, the four horsemen and the goose are back in the pen. Once Chapman
Well,
returns.
Three horsemen and the goose, yeah.
Once Chapman returns.
And Lasagna, they're trying to make him full goose.
So if I said, who are you expecting a bigger 2020 out of? Loaisiga or Michael King?
Loaisiga, because I think they're going to try and make him 2017 Chad Green.
Okay.
Like, they're going to try and goose him up and just use him all the time.
Okay.
And King, like BBD said, I think is getting a test shot, and we'll see. I like King.
He kind of throws across his body. It's a little funky. His minor league numbers are crazy. This is dumb. He's a guy Cashman seeked out. Yeah, everyone on the Yankees is.
Everyone.
So there's a little insider info for everyone.
That's good.
Ben Heller, we're a huge Ben Heller pod.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Holder is back. So,
yeah, I mean,
my guy, expect him in the first high leverage situation of the season. Expect him to follow Cole.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, once the bullpen gets down to how many guys is it when they have 26? Nine plus four is 13. 13 guys?
I think so.
Five starters. So, eight guys?
Ooh.
Once it goes back to eight guys in the bullpen, it's going to be Chapman, Britton, Ottavino, Canely, Chad, Loaisiga, Sessa, and then you have King, Holder, Heller fighting it out
Holder,
for two spots.
Heller, Hale.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
they've shown that he can be expendable to them.
Yes, they've shown they can just let him go.
Hale can come and go.
It's gonna be interesting.
Do you have any deep cuts?
What do you mean? Do you have any?
Like, just we're obviously not a hot take pod.
No.
but just something.
You're hot and you have takes.
I'm so hot.
Hottest week takes. In the Bronx so far.
Like, is there anyone when you look at the Yankees lineup that you're just like, yeah.
All of them.
I know. It's tough, right?
Judge is going to go off.
Judge looks so good. Stanton and Gary
both
look good.
Dude, Glaber's dad DM'd me.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge for the pod.
We're like friends again. He said...
very kind words.
He said, good night, friend.
Yep.
Thursday begins a new season.
Yep.
We both want to see champions to the Yankees.
No
lie. We will be in tune for that. Greetings, and let's forget the misunderstandings. Let's support the boys. You do good work from social networks. So really nice of Mr. Torres.
Pretty huge.
I said, love it. Big things from GT this season. I can't wait.
Can't wait.
I forgot how mad he was at me.
Yeah.
Like, I scrolled up to the DMs from 2018, and I thought it was like, you know, he came in hot, and then we, like, kind of worked it out.
Mm.
But he was pretty upset. I was rereading it to Luke, and I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it was all this.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he decided out of the blue. I'm going to squash that.
Bigger man than you.
Physically, probably.
I'd guess.
And he named his kid a name that never existed in the universe before, and that takes some balls.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of letters.
I may name my kid Glibber, though.
Glibber. Miss the Glibber stays.
Yeah.
God.
We good? We feel like we came down from our excitement and the games tonight for people listening. Now we got to come back up. Can I just throw some burn music and you do something fun?
I could do my Night Before Christmas.
Do it in the burn voice.
Gonna release that tonight. I can't.
Okay. What's the plan?
I don't know, man. I'm a weird mix of excited and gassed. Like, I feel like I've left it all out on the field for the past, like, 4 months.
Once that first pitch is thrown, it's all out of our hands. It's never been in our hands.
It's never been.
And we're just going to be, like, living and dying on a roller coaster ride for 60 games.
What about Tyro making the team? My guy.
To me, it means DJ's getting more time.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't get it. Or it means Wade's getting fucked. Those are the two options.
Yeah.
I mean, they did, like, in the games LeMahieu played in, they, like, took him out early and stuff, and they
didn't for me, I didn't get
the
vibe.
The
bats they wanted, but for me, I didn't get the vibe that they're ready to throw him out there. Like, but well, who knows?
We'll see.
So if they want to keep him off his feet while they have the extra spot, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Scalzo in the chat said, Jim, stop teasing us. What am I teasing the chat
about? Stop teasing them, man.
They want the story from Glaber's dad.
Oh. If you were listening back in 2018 and had the memory of an elephant, maybe you'd remember. But he was upset with me. He sent me a DM in all Spanish, which was, just a baller move because I had to go to Google Translate. And I was communicating with him. For half of the conversation, I did not know it was Glaber's dad.
Right.
So, like, I wasn't, which maybe was better because I was just treating him like any other person on Twitter.
Normal Samaritan.
Yeah. Let me get the original. I got to go to Google Translate again. So, Eusebio is his name? I don't know if I'm saying that right. And the S, Spanish, he said, it is easy to criticize when the game is not thoroughly known. And less if you have never played it.
Bang.
That rolling was difficult to make. The out, if taking it could avoid the race, is the only thing. But that is not the difference of the game. It was that four-game set in Boston in 2018 when they got swept. They were about to win the last game, but Greg Bird and whoever was at third, Andujar, couldn't make the play. And there was a play where Glaber, like, just kind of made one of his lazy errors, and Snoopy walked, like, slow walked from second base all the way to the dugout. And I was like, that's a bad look. And his dad wasn't happy with me. Yeah. Yeah. But he kept going. He told me, like, I wasn't a real fan. And then he said, we will see you soon, applauding the players that you criticized today. Good night, space, period.
Big good night guy.
I said, we definitely will. Like, I'm definitely going to applaud Glaber again.
Look at that.
I love him. Can't wait.
2 years later.
He's been sitting on that, huh?
He's been wanting you guys to work it out. He's been expecting you to apologize, but never happened.
Yeah, I didn't apologize. I didn't know it was Glaber's dad. I like kind of held strong. Just said, dude, my first response is rude, but I didn't know it was his dad.
Yeah.
I said, don't have to play the game to know that he allowed to run to score by not stopping that ball.
Right.
Probably wouldn't have said if I knew it was his dad.
No, you would not have.
I definitely wouldn't have. And I said, and it wasn't a hard play to stop that ball. So, yeah, if I knew it was his dad, I don't think I would have responded because then he got more mad at me, and that's fair. Oh, here's Cole's voice.
It's a nice train ride. It's raining a little bit right now, but we're getting settled and getting acclimated to kind of the new environment.
It's always yelling.
And, yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked. I'm already, like, having trouble sleeping. I'm so excited.
He's always projecting. He's a good projector.
Yes.
But it's not the voice of a projection.
No. He can send his voice really well.
Because it comes out of that whisper kind of like this, but he's yelling.
In my head, I hear the old SNL voice modulation sketch.
Tell us.
My name is Jacob Silch, and I suffer from voice modulation disorder. Yeah. I have no idea the sound of my voice, and I can't control it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a little bit of higher pitch that.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it.
It's good.
All right. First pitch is coming up soon. We're excited. You're excited. I'm nervous. Ball of energy. The last takeaway, Yanks are primed to do some damage. They got a lot of people. It's the healthiest they've been in forever.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We'll see you guys Sunday night for a series recap.
Yes, and pregame show on Thursday on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the podcast app. Pregame show on Saturday on Instagram Live. Pregame show on Sunday on Instagram Live. Sunday night, the patrons, we will be live, or Sunday afternoon, right after the series wraps up. It'll be out on for everyone else on Monday. Back to our routine, awards. Burns. Oh, God damn it, I'm so excited.
Burns.
Episodes write themselves. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Love it. See you guys. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.